This is Dairy Radio Now.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for FeedWorks USA at the New York Animal Ag Coalition Birthing Center and the Mobile Dairy Experience. I have a very special guest, Joel Reelman, who is chair of NIAC. Tell us a little bit about your farming operation.
Myself and my partners, we operate six separate dairy farms. Collectively, we all milk right around 6,100 cows in total. And all in all, we have to work right around 10,000 acres to feed our cows.
And yet, you are chair of NIAC.
An absolute thrill, a privilege to do this. We have to wear a lot of hats, you know, in our business, but I'm very thankful to wear this hat for NIAC. If you spend some time at the fairs, it can be your county fair, it can be any state fair, you'll see a ton of people that are involved in the dairy industry, whether it's production agriculture or agribusiness. They'll give their time to help promote and educate, you know, what we do, the nutritional goodness of milk.
How do you recruit, motivate, and retain great people?
We're very much a proponent of promoting from within. If we start with a base that's solid, we can work with those folks and we can train them and provide that the right kind of leadership. They will grow and they will develop. You know, herdsmen, field crew, and farm managers, you know, a lot of them are developed right from the groundwork up. So they are ingrained to our culture and our systems. You know, that's really how we promote ourselves. And we do go outside the box a little bit when we have to. And I think we've been able to brand our farms. And I think that does attract some young talent that does, you know, a lot of times comes to us. Years ago, you learn about taking care of the cow. Then you learn about taking care of the land and take about the nutrients that our cows provide us. Those that are in the business now are the ones that have really honed in on human resource. You know, probably the human resource is our number one asset.
Shifting back to what I call your legacy here, the Birthing Center. You've been working at the Birthing Center for several years. You've been there today. What are some of the fun questions that you get when people talk to you at the Birthing Center?
Well, it's, you know, you get a lot of the same questions, John, but probably one of the questions that you get asked just once in a while is you'll get asked, you know, why are you a farmer? You know, why do you do what you do? You've just described all the work you have to do, and it's a lot of work, and it's, you know, why do you do this? You know, ultimately, it's, you know, when you see the birth of a calf, you know, I've seen thousands of calves born, and that will never, ever get old. The beginning of life, whether it's with a calf or it's springtime, those activities, you know, for me and many that are in this industry, it's very, very fulfilling. And if you're born with that gene, you just can't get rid of it.
Joel, I'm fortunate because I can see the smile on your face, but people listening to this are going to hear your smile. They're going to hear your passion about what you do on a daily basis.
My drive, you know, if there's projects to do, if you're really passionate about something, you never work a day in your life.
Tell us a little bit about this birthing center. It's got to be a lot of fun to watch the miracle of life, but also see the awe on people's faces as people who have never seen this before.
Yeah, absolutely. And most of the people that come through the exhibit are very many generations removed now. Could be three, four, in somewhere upwards of five generations removed from anybody in their family that had a dairy farm. So the importance of education, at this point, this is the 11th year, people come to the exhibit for education. You can come here and see it in real life, and you actually get to talk to farmers, and you get to know the real story and why the practices that we do, and you can understand why the practices that we perform on our farms, how it makes such a nutritious product for the consumer.
So that's the message you want them to leave with. Sure, it's fun for them to see the birth of a calf, but it's a bigger message than that, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's about relationships. You know, the relationship between farmer and consumer. Again, you know, there's, you know, billions of consumers out there, and those specific touch points that we can achieve here at the Birthing Center, you know, people don't forget it. And people come back year after year, but still, you know, over 200,000 people go through this exhibit every year, and you see so many new faces. And
those are 200,000 lives you're touching every year that you're making impact on.
And that's the biggest thing about it. You know, over 10 years, over 2 million people. I mean, that's, you know, the impact this has had. So, you know, the idea that was sparked from Jessica Zim years ago, you know, to start this and what it's grown into, and now under the leadership of Eileen, it has bridged the gap between you know, the producer and the consumer, and you know, and this will continue to go. I mean, when you do this every year and so many new faces come and you talk to them, you know that you're making a difference, and you know that the word is spread that people want to come and see this. So that makes it a lot of fun.
Jessica certainly did leave a big legacy here. So Joel Reelman, chair of New York Animal Ag Coalition, thanks for being with us today.
Absolutely, John, anytime.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for FeedWorks USA.